The warm air, the sounds of baseball, it's got you thinking about hitting the road. And no matter where your adventures take you, Subaru of Gwinnett has a vehicle to get you there safely and in style. Like the 2024 Subaru Outback, sporting standard symmetrical all-wheel drive and up to 32 miles per gallon. Or the 2024 Subaru Forester, the SUV with a spacious and comfortable interior for everyone you want to bring along. Start your shopping online at SubaruofGwinnett.com, then come see us for a test drive on Satellite Boulevard in Duluth.
This is Thursday's My Thought in One Take, a part of the Ben Burnett Show Empire.
Welcome into the Ben Burnett Show. My name is Ben Burnett. This is My Thought in One Take. My guests today, sometimes I get special guests, Ann Hanlon and Brandon Beach. Ann runs the Perimeter CID. Brandon runs the North Fulton CID. Our topic of the day is MARTA. Brandon, you have been a tireless advocate for MARTA for probably longer than I have been alive. I want to ask you guys how you've seen the conversation around transit in Atlanta change and when that has happened, because I've seen, you know, as a resident in North Fulton, the conversation becomes something that people are more socially accepting of, where 20 years ago, if you tried to push MARTA all the way to exit 12, it would have been a very difficult thing to do. And Brandon, I know you're a catalyst for a lot of the messaging to North Fulton, but why and where do you see transit make the difference, and where have you come to those conclusions?
Well, I'll tell you, thank you, Ben, for having me on the show, but I would tell you, about 12 years ago, I was on the DOT board, and I saw Governor Deal taking Keith Parker on economic development missions. And I said, wonder why he's going. These companies were asking about transit options for their employees. And I think Ann's got one of the best examples. State Farm Insurance did one of their mega regional headquarters here in Atlanta and put it right on a MARTA station, to where it goes right into the State Farm lobby, basically, from the MARTA station. Now, and if you think about that, what is State Farm, what's their business model? They sell car insurance, and they're pushing transit for their employees, or at least offering that option. And I think it was at that time, 12 years ago, and it's not any different today, everybody's chasing talent. But 12 years ago, everybody was chasing talent, and the talent wanted to go where there was transit options. These younger generation folks wanted the opportunity to get on a train or get on a bus rapid transit and have that option. I think another great example is NCR went across the street from Georgia Tech. They weren't unhappy in Gwinnett, but they wanted to be next to that talent. So talent was driving the workforce and the relocations, and a lot of the transit was a box that the CEO had to check off now. And, you know, when you look back 20 years ago, the CEO would make a decision where they wanted to locate based on where their wife wanted to live or where he wanted to live. But I can tell you, you look now and they've got to know, they got to go where the talent is. And the talent's driving a lot of those decisions, in my opinion.
Ann Hanlon.
Yeah, Brandon is right. You know, the talent is driving it, and the corporate culture is driving a lot of that. And I think that, you know, the nature of how these projects are delivered is very different. When Brandon was on the DOT board many years ago, of course, then now has served time in the state legislature, the MARTA and the Department of Transportation used to deliver projects in a traditional way. And now the private sector is involved in private, you know, public-private partnerships and private financing. So I think everyone understands that with new creative ways, you can build projects faster. You know, road projects are built faster. Transit projects can be built faster, more efficiently. There's transit-oriented developments where some of the private equity can be unlocked in the real estate around a MARTA station. That spurs development. And that's kind of what we all want, right, is quality development around these stations. So just even in the last 5 to 10 years, I think a lot of the, like you mentioned, the messaging, a lot of the messaging has changed, and people know that having transit drives positive real estate values for their community.
How do you manage, that's one side of the conversation, but you have both spent a considerable amount of time in North Fulton, and both are transit advocates. How do you, and you can take the message to parts of, you know, DeKalb County. You can certainly take it to Gwinnett, where it was really set up. You know, I'll just be honest with you. It didn't pass a voter referendum, but it really wasn't set up to be successful to pass the voter referendum. you know, that's politics. You can't take it out of anything. But how have you seen the demographics conversation away from the talent, away from the workforce, just strictly constituents? Do you have people that come ask you regularly? Have you seen that conversation warm up over the last 10 years?
I have. I can tell you, to your point, 20 years ago, 25 years ago, if you would have talked about MARTA coming up to North Fulton, people would have said, no, we don't want it. But we've had an influx of people that have ridden transit and where they came from, number one. But two, I think that MARTA's done a good job. Keith Parker started the transition of MARTA, cleaning it up and making it not only fiscally responsible, but also making it safe. And I'm a firm believer, if you can offer a product that is efficient, safe, and clean, people will take it. Now, I'm not saying everybody's going to get out of their automobile, but if it is an option and they can go to the airport and get there in a timely manner, and again, in an efficient, clean, seamless, safe manner. And one of the things we've done is we've all come together as a region to make sure that counties are talking to each other. You remember my famous ride from Cobb County over to Gwinnett, and it took 4 hours and 20 minutes. But what we learned on that ride wasn't that it took a long time. Each system worked well by itself, but there was no communication. It was a very fragmented system, and there was no communication. So to just make that trip, I had to go to 3 different websites. I had to go to the Cobb website, the MARTA, and the Gwinnett, and I had to try to match my trips up. I had to pay with 3 different methods of payment. Now we've created the ATL, so we're all coming together to have a regional approach to cross county lines. That customer that gets on a transit ride in Marietta and wants to go to the 191 building, they don't care if they're on Cobb, MARTA. They want to have a seamless, efficient, clean, and most of all, safe ride. And if we can get that, I think we will shift more people to it, especially if gas is coming down in price. But gas gets $4 or $5 a gallon. She served on the Greta board, and she could tell you could see a monumental shift in Greta Express rides when gas was $4.55 a gallon. You couldn't get on a Greta Express bus. So, and that was good, clean, efficient. It went from point A to point B with very minimal stops. And that's the kind of transit I think people do want in the region.
Mm-hmm. Ann Hanlon?
I completely agree. And, you know, it's I think one of the reasons that the Perimeter District thrives is because we have those 3 heavy rail MARTA stations. And when things are happening beyond our control, like, for example, the DOT is about to do some big shutdowns on lanes on 285. It's part of that 285 at 400 project.
Oh, no.
Yeah, brace yourself for that. But it's got to be done. But, you know, we in the Perimeter market, we won't skip a beat, right? Because we are working with all of our companies to get free or discounted MARTA passes out to everybody. So you can take the train in. We also run 11 shuttle buses around the Perimeter market. So regardless of what's happening out on the highways, like our big corporations, State Farm, UPS, Cox, Mercedes-Benz, Perimeter Mall is one of the biggest users of our passes. You know, they can get their people in and out regardless of what's happening with construction or with gas prices. And it is reliable. And I think that reliability is what you see the corporate sector really, really, you know, harps on, because regardless of the chaos that's happening in the universe, they need something that's reliable to get that talent to work.
Well, Ann Hanlon, Brandon Beach, this has been My Thought in One Take, MARTA. Thanks, everybody. See you next week.
Thank you.
The warm air, the sounds of baseball, it's got you thinking about hitting the road. And no matter where your adventures take you, Subaru of Gwinnett has a vehicle to get you there safely and in style. Like the 2024 Subaru Outback, sporting standard symmetrical all-wheel drive and up to 32 miles per gallon. Or the 2024 Subaru Forester, the SUV with a spacious and comfortable interior for everyone you want to bring along. Start your shopping online at SubaruofGwinnett.com, then come see us for a test drive on Satellite Boulevard in Duluth.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
A lifetime of hard work, children laughing in the kitchen, family photos on a restaurant wall, a legacy that lives on.
It all comes from the power of a conversation. Like the one Tommy Hall had with First Horizon Bank about taking over his father's Charleston-based restaurant business. Now the table is set for a whole new generation. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Tommy. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.